from Hong Kong Airport, the latest from podnews.net. FeedPress, an RSS analytics service, spent at least 6 hours offline yesterday, making many podcast episodes unavailable. The company hasn't posted to its Twitter or status page and didn't respond for comment. But an email seen by PodNews blamed multiple incidents, first hardware, then network. It costs $48 a year. One customer of FeedPress is Pacific Content, but they saw far less downtime. Dan Meisner explains in a blog post that we link to today from our show notes and our newsletter on how they were able to mitigate for FeedPress's problems. He adds, if you don't own your own feed, you don't own your own show. Alan Tepper released an ebook last week, branded RSS Podcasting, The Definitive Guide, which goes into this in more detail. It's currently available at 50% off, which is handy. Foxnest's latest Spotify versus Apple data, which we reported on yesterday, has a podcaster from Slovakia reaching for his own stats. While Voxnest reports Spotify is number one, he thinks the opposite. However, Czech Radio's data shows Spotify has overtaken Apple. The growth of Spotify is also highlighted in a report from WARC. Spotify has bought two popular German language podcasts, Herrendeck and Gemischtes Hack. New episodes will be exclusive to Spotify. Amazon is trying to produce more Spanish-language podcasts. Prisa Group, a large Spanish media company, has rejected a deal with the company, which would have put a daily podcast into Audible. A slew of new shows were announced yesterday by different publishers at Podfront, which took place at the San Francisco Museum of Art. An embargoed press release covers the announcement. Podtrac have released their top 10 podcast publishers data for August. The data's opt-in. NPR remains the number one global podcaster, while iHeartRadio has achieved the number one spot for US unique audience, with figures that increased 26%, apparently due to the return of Ron Burgundy. The figure includes 258 active iHeart shows monitored by Podtrac. CBC and Radio Canada and the BBC World Service have started cross-promoting podcasts. Collaboration started this week between Ty Asks Why and 30 Animals That Made Us Smarter. The NAB show New York will feature different sessions on podcast in the middle of October. French newspaper Le Monde has launched three podcast series. And Kate Cocker, a UK-based presenter coach, shares the secret to stop saying And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.